You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band, Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. I'm Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
It's the show where we play for you the bands that are playing this weekend and the following week.
We play them for you because we love you.
I only sort of like. I guess
love is kind of a strong word, but you know, it's a strong like.
It's true. There's a lot happening this week. A lot of good shows. High Dive is having their 3-year anniversary party.
Happy birthday, High Dive!
3 years. I feel like they've been around longer than that, but. They have a really great blowout on Saturday night with the Heavy Hearts and Holy Name Dropouts and the Cute Leopards, who we're going to play later, and then a special secret guest.
Secret guest. If the High Dive were a toddler, it would just be getting potty trained.
I have no response to that. Congratulations, High Dive!
Yeah, you can poop in the toilet.
So we're going to go into the first song. That's really funny. We're going to go into the first song. It's the Bronze Fawn instrumental band that I love. They're playing at King Cobra on Friday night with Lords of the North, who newish sort of band. I wrote about them in this week's paper. It features Pat from Automaton Adventure Series, however you want to say it.
I say it the proper way, which is Automaton.
Is it Automaton?
Yeah.
I hate you. It's kind of heavy, like stoner rock with a little bit of the aesthetic of like death metal, like they behead animals on their CD cover.
That is like my favorite kind
of stoner.
There's
pentagrams
rock.
They have an EP that just came out. I haven't seen them live yet, so Friday night's show should be kind of exciting. And then Panther Attack is another instrumental band. Lords of the North are the only band with words.
Well,
on the bill.
Shame on them.
So this is Bronze Fawn. The song is called Lumber. Thank you.
find it funny that they'll let a vine grow on a freeway underpass as a sign of life, but they won't let a human sign of life grow on it? Yes, indeedy. I wrote graffiti on the bus. You think you see me, but you didn't, cause I ducked. I'm missing piecing. I keep an eye to the sky and an ear to the night. That's right, cause at times like this, there's a science to it. A cop will drive by in about 9 minutes, so I have to hide like I did something wrong. But nah, it ain't wrong, they just say it's illegal. But I don't paint for the people. I paint with the fever to feed all the needs that I've seen in the city. And some say my scene ain't pretty, but they ain't in tune with the beauty of the gritty. They need a clean wall, not covered in paint, cause cleanliness is next to godliness. Wait and think, cause my style is inspired by a higher place. So it was you who defiled my grace. You're ungracious because you hate yourself and how you dwell and where you fell. You get up to an abandoned fate in a rat race, in a maze with no end. We get up in abandoned places where rats race around our feet and over our heads. And it's over your head with the time that I spent, when my art's rarely appraised. It's seldom praise, but art's not for sale. It's a way to state the state of your ways. So I play angles and make it drip. Then they make a trip the next day to desecrate it and buff it quick. But that's okay, since I have the patience to still write this. Cause why? Because a wall will fall, but art is timeless. A wall will fall, but art is timeless. Said a wall will fall, but art is timeless. Yeah, a wall will fall, but art is timeless. In the fall, some fall like leaves when the weather starts to freeze. But then there's those that don't stop, cause they need the dirty clean. They ain't flirting with the scene, it's a purpose. They work in their sleep, but they're working in your sleep with your eyes wide shut. They're shining like a Kubrick masterpiece. Some perceive a piece to be like a Rubik's, a puzzle that think is more like a cubist. The students of an art not misconstruing art like those who bought degrees and think they can draw. And each degree gets increasingly harder from 2D to 3D. Keep moving onward to new dimensions. Who knew you'd mention me in a sentence? Now I've got a sentence. This just is senseless, it's frivolous. Mine is love with no protection, and passion will make you catch a case if you hit infected cells. My passion will have me catch a case and live in infected cells. And effective how your ethics dwell, but oppression's next to the event of self. I'm disrespected, I know what my fate is. I paint, but get more time than a rapist. You define the lines and I'll just break them. That's a sure sign of an artist's greatness. Novice in the office, wanting greatness. These walls seem so ostentatious, and these states are feeling awful gracious. Your graciousness is awful, the art's my statement. And that's okay, since I have the patience to still write this. Cause why? Because a wall will fall, but art is timeless. A wall will fall, but art is timeless. Said a wall will fall, but art is timeless. Yeah, a wall will fall, but art is timeless.
It's good to be sad sometimes. It's like a cold paper wrapper on a brand new toy. And it's good we have to wait for our birthday, or else we never ever know that this was joy. It's good we don't know everything in the world, or else we never ever ever have another surprise. And it's good we're not all little boys and girls, or we would be so astonished and proud of our lives. And every year we get a little bit bigger.
Time.
Gun That Shoots Knives. That song's called Every Year. They're playing a free show at the Blue Moon, always free at the Blue Moon, with We Wrote the Book on Connectors and H's for Hellgate. Those are kind of like three of the Blue Moon's house bands.
Right. And I like that song, that song that we just played Every Year. Mm-hmm. It's about how every year you get a little bit older, you get a little bit wiser, and it's okay because you can't stay little kids forever because then the world would be full of children.
It's true. Just learning how to get potty trained.
Right. Hi, High Dive. And before that, it was Can You. That song was called Dirty Clean. He's playing a hip-hop show down in Tacoma on Friday. It's at the Hell's Kitchen. It starts at 6 p.m. It's all ages, I believe, $7 at the door.
Fancy that.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't do a lot of hip-hop at Hell's Kitchen, but I hear when they do it right.
Do they?
Yeah.
Tacoma knows how to party.
I heard that. We should play the Little Penguins next.
I love this band name. The only reason I played them was because of the band name. And then I found out, you know, the song's not that bad. And then featuring members of the Turn-Ons. And then featuring the old drummer of the Fleet Foxes.
Wow.
It's sort of a little star-studded band.
They're...
With a really cute name.
Yeah. It's a good thing to have a cute name.
Yeah. They're playing Saturday Night at the Sunset with Mist and Mast. This song is called Say It Once.
Nobody knows.
Terminal Boredom by the band The Cute Leppers.
Terminal Boredom. That's a good song.
Yeah, totally.
It gets stuck in your head.
It's pretty easy to love The Cute Leppers because they're just like, you know, like kind of just that good kind of pop punk mm-hmm. that like was mastered by the Exploding Hearts and bands like that. And
right.
Just like, it's you can't hate it. It's, you know.
And if you do, you're an asshole.
It's not Dvorak, but it's pretty brilliant to write an easy pop song. They're playing at the High Dive's 3-year anniversary party. We'll call it the toilet training birthday, just for them.
Potty training
birthday. We were talking about that before. Again, it's on Saturday night. It's free. The Heavy Hearts, Holy Name Dropouts, also playing, and a secret guest. We don't really know how to tell you who the secret guest is, so we're just gonna not, because we don't want to ruin the surprise.
We don't want to ruin the surprise.
However, we will say, you would pay to see this band,
right?
But you get
and
to
the
see
show
them
is
for
free,
so that's good.
And it's not even your birthday; it's the High Dive's birthday.
Yeah, exactly. But you could pretend it's your birthday, and like maybe everyone would buy you drinks. That's always a good way. If you walk in and you don't know anybody, just be like, "It's my birthday,"
and then you get free booze the whole night.
Yeah, band is also a Sub Pop artist, so that'll limit it down to about every good
80,
band in
right.
Seattle.
So now we're down to 80 possibilities.
Maybe it's Green River.
Yeah, it's totally Green River. Ari, you just blew the surprise.
Tad got back together.
God, that would be fucking awesome. It is not Tad.
It is
an active Sub Pop band,
it
you should say.
And a fantastic one at that.
Right.
You know what else we got at the High Dive this week? Is the Limbic System and Head Like a Kite featuring the Stranger Zone, Trent Mormon.
That's going to be a really good show.
Mm-hmm. And the Animals at Night are the band we're going to play that are also playing that show.
Right.
We're going to play the song Holiday in Hi-Fi, and I hope you guys have a holiday in Hi-Fi. Thank you.
where to begin. I just haven't been sleeping. I try to fight the feeling, but I fail and they just deepen. Miss so used to creeping and keep it on the low. No attachments at all for tomorrow, I don't know. There's a show and a road trip, I gotta make this music. I gotta stay human, I wanna know you and become an inspiration. Join hands now for our people's liberation. It's hard and I've been pacing, facing the demons stalking. All that we've been taught, and this mic's in my claws, and some skeletons are talking. I've been caught in the act many times in the past, doing exactly what I fight against right now. I could relapse at any moment, on out for the rest of my life. It's a fight, no doubt. I struggle for love while still learning what it's about. You struggle with men till you just about kick them all out. I fight every day just to tear walls down. So together we fight to break this system down. It's still a love song, y'all. It's just a love song. Another love song. It's still a love song. Another love song, just a love song, y'all. Still a love song, it's just a love song. I rhyme mostly cause I never learned to sing. And if I did, I still wouldn't do no R&B. The whole genre is too depressing to me. It's not rhythm and blues or even soul anymore. Just give me what I need, I'm not whole. Every song on the radio is patriarchal. Video show sex and not really much more. Hip hop is macho, bravado, ego. Battles, guns, drugs, thugs and not really much more. My people, what's going on? Tell me where we went wrong. Is it just to get paid? I'm missing Curtis Mayfield. Celebrate the makings of you and let the words heal. Feels like we running out of time here, but still I gotta spit real, we all got a common ill. Yeah, we could get free, y'all, but first we gotta feel. I do this art to reveal scars, to follow my heart, bring my folks all together. And some days I wanna stop, just the ego getting in the way. A greater cause stays closer than my home space. Love pains and it should change us, y'all. This is just a love song, another love song. Y'all, it's still a love song. This is just a love song, another love song. This is just a love song.
Damn it.
Where to begin? I just haven't been sleeping. I try to fight the feeling, but I fail and they just deepen. Miss soul used to creeping and keep it on the low. No attachments at all for tomorrow, I don't know. There's a show and a road trip, I gotta make this music. I gotta stay human, I wanna know you and become an inspiration. Join hands now for our people's liberation. It's hard and I've been pacing, facing the demons stalking. All that we've been taught, and this mic's in my claws, and some skeletons are talking. I've been caught in the act many times in the past, doing exactly what I fight against right now. I could relapse at any moment, on out for the rest of my life. It's a fight, no doubt. I struggle for love while still learning what it's about. You struggle with me until you just about kick them all out. I fight every day just to tear walls down. So together we fight to break this system down. It's still a love song, y'all. It's just a love song. Another love song. It's still a love song. Love song, it's just a love song, y'all. It's still a love song, it's just a love song. I rhyme mostly cause I never learned to sing. And if I did, I still wouldn't do no R&B. The whole genre is too depressing to me. It's not rhythm and blues or even soul anymore. Just give me what I need, I'm not whole. Every song on the radio is patriarchal. Video show sex and not really much more. Hip hop is macho, bravado, ego. Battles, guns, drugs, thugs and not really much more. My people, what's going on? Tell me where we went wrong. Is it just to get paid? I'm missing Curtis Mayfield. Celebrate the makings of you and let the words heal. Feels like we running out of time here, but still I gotta spit real, we all got a common ill. Yeah, we could get free, y'all, but first we gotta feel. I do this art to reveal scars, to follow my heart, bring my folks all together. And some days I want to stop, just the ego getting in the way. A greater cause stays closer than my home space. Love pains and it should change us, y'all. This is just a love song, another love song. Y'all, it's still a love song. This is just a love song, another love song. This is just a love song.
Damn it.
Chinese, the song is called Lego Bunker.
Hard rock.
I like that. I like that song title because I like to envision little kids building a fort out of Legos.
But one that would protect them from nuclear fallout.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, Legos do that. They're really hard plastic.
It's, yeah. It's like Nalgene bottles. Have you tried that toxic
to, right. Have you tried to bite a Lego? You can't.
No. They're bite-proof.
It would break your tooth.
If you swallow them, you have to go to the hospital.
Right. They're playing at the Funhouse with Elephant Kiss and D Numbers. Little letter D, not D like German. It's only $5. Most Funhouse shows are pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's a good place
Thanks,
to go.
Thanks, Funhouse.
They have a basketball court and you can play basketball in the back.
Before that, are you any good? You're really short. You're too short basketball.
No, I am great at basketball. 5 feet, doesn't matter. I can shoot it. Last time I was at the Funhouse, actually, I was with a friend of mine, and he was probably about 6'2", and I killed him, man.
Our school is challenging Seattle to a basketball game.
If you see me at the Funhouse, I will play horse with you all night, and I will kick your ass. Shit.
Before Chinese, we should say we heard Gabriel Theodros. I always say the name wrong.
Gabriel.
Well, I'm trying to be fancy with it.
That's
this, or stupid.
Or female.
Right. The chili sauce is the name of the song.
Hungies.
Chili sauce for breakfast.
I know.
And playing an all-ages hip-hop show at Numos Sunday night.
Party on.
Yeah, that'll be, I think Cancer Rising is on that bill. It'll be a really fun show.
You know what? Gabriel Theodros is one of our, like, eternal loves here at Stranger.
Right.
Dave Schmader wrote about how he picked up Gabriel Theodros' CD at National Record Store Day, which if you listen to last week's episode, we talked a lot about that.
It's true. Schmader loves hip-hop. Why is that surprising?
Well, I mean, it's just like everybody loves that CD across the board.
True.
And people keep saying how they love it, and they keep buying it. It's a good CD. I love it. Anyways.
I like Legos.
We have something going for
us. Right, we have one more song. We're going to end it traditionally, as we usually do, with the band of the week. This week, it's Half Acre Day. They sent me a fake mustache in the mail.
And that's so how they I had got to give to be them props. The week.
Right. I mean, granted, they sent this like months and months and months and months ago. I think they sent it back in like
They probably don't even August. Remember. They're like,
they probably don't. It was a promotion for their new record because it features a guy on the front cover wearing a big, old-fashioned, twirly, cornered fake mustache and a monocle.
Oh, wow.
Cheap bastards didn't send me a monocle.
Well, we should get on. Hey, a Half Acre Day. I think you've been
But
tasked.
Whatever. So this is Half Acre Day. The song is called Showers.
Email us at setlist@thestranger.com. Blah. And also read about local and national music on Lineout at thestranger.com.
Yeah, we have really good shit on Lineout these days.
It's fucking amazing.
We're awesome.
Pretty much.
All right, guys, this is a Half Acre Day. Bye.
Bye.
The idea that we are floating without